Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're thrilled to have Habib Kouaité joining us live from Studio A today. Welcome to WCBE in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, thank you. It's a big honor for me to be here.
Oh, well, yes, we're great. So excited to hear you play for us and talk about his latest CD and the early beginnings after he starts us off with this first song. What's this first one you're going to do for us?
The first song name is Drapeau. It's like it's French. In English, it's flag.
Here we go. Kouaité joining us live from Studio A. Setting me straight there. It's Habib, and obviously we're very thrilled to have him here today, and we're going to ask you a few questions about the beginning. First, before the music started, paint the picture of the town where you were born and grew up.
I born in Senegal. Senegal is a neighbor of Mali. Mm-hmm. But I'm Malian. My father worked in the train. The train was for, before the independence, the train was for Senegal and Mali. Mali and Senegal was the same country. And I born in Senegal side. And after they make the border, and the Malian come back in Mali. And I come in Mali after born in Senegal, 1 year so old.
Okay.
And I grew up in Mali.
So there was that railway that kind of...
Yeah, the railway between...
was the border.
We call this railway Dakar Niger.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very old name of part of Mali, Senegal, Niger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you moved to Mali when you were really little. right?
Yeah, one year old.
Okay, so born in Senegal and then moved to Mali. Yeah. But and how far? They're really close. They're just
yes, it's two country neighbor. Yeah,
right there together.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've read that. Well, you were going to be an engineer, but thankfully for all us music lovers of Habib, your uncle kind of led you the way. He realized your talent as a young boy and persuaded you to go the musical path.
Yes, he decided, but I don't know. He know my uncle know my passion for music because I'm. When I was in Bamako, Bamako is the capital of Mali, I was in the school, but I don't do very well at the school. I don't go in school. You know? I'm going out in the river, take a guitar and play the whole day in the river. We have a spot with river and a lot of tree.
Uh-huh.
I spend the whole day and I come back home and I tell to my mom, okay, I come from school. But I don't go to school.
You little rascal.
And she sent me another city. Where is my uncle?
Okay.
My uncle is a director of this school and to take care of me because, okay, I don't study very well in Bamako. Now I'm in Kai with my uncle and he can say, do it. And I study very well there. Yeah, I was good student. But in Bamako, because I had guitar,
that's
I don't
all
think
you want?
About school. But there... It's happened, and I study very well, and but I'm going to play guitar another part of the city, and I think he don't know, my uncle don't know, but he know.
Okay.
He know, because the chief of this another school, they are friend, they talk between them, because there I was the man who organized all music for this band in this school, uh-huh. And my uncle know, and okay.
Okay.
They decided to send me in a musical school.
And you were a self-taught guitarist,
yeah?
Right? You taught yourself how to play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he realized how good you were, and then you you were a teacher.
Yes. In the same school, when I finished in the National Institute of Art in Bamako,
uh-huh.
When for 4 years I finished study, they keep me... To become to teach classical guitar because my guitar teacher passed away. Oh. I was the only one student who was good, you know, so I can replace him. And I replace him automatically. When I finish study, I become teacher.
And then it was after that you put your band together, Bamada?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I teach in this school for 14 years, and same time, I make my band outside in the city, and we play each night.
Good stuff.
Each night in the club and everywhere. This is long, long time ago.
Well, we're very excited to see the full group tonight. We're thrilled to have this stripped-down version here with Habib Kouaté.
Kouaté.
Gosh, mm-hmm. It's so hard, but beautiful. And joining us today. And, well, we've got two more to play for us. So he's kind enough to take the time to do this. What's this next one you're going to do?
The next is Demain. Demain, it means to help.
Okay, and that's off this latest CD, Soul.
Yeah, they are all here.
Balima fila bembalili aide menoma Sikinyongo ma fila bembalili aide menoma Chena muso bembalili aide menoma Nemenyoma ni kujala mburu Nemenyoma li sigidiala Jalambolo Nemenyo mali Sigi diyala Sigi diyala jamana denu bembarile ay demenyoma mama rubalu teriala ay demenyoma tenenje dinke jigiala ay demenyoma demenyoma bimoya demenyoma ne kula diala ninye Sanaguya oye de menoe Jadigia oye de menoe Kilingilena Kilingilwa Kilingilene Anye kilingilewala Tumanikele Demenyoma Kujanamburu Demenyomale Sigidiala Demenyomam Kujanamburu Demenyomale Sigidiala
joining us live from Studio A. I got it. And it's one that you can find off his latest studio release, Soul, and that was Deme, meaning to help, right? Deme translates as help. And I guess I want to talk about Mali and the regional variations and styles particular to the local music, and some of those villages stick with their own style, but you kind of combine different styles in that region.
Yeah.
Will you tell us about those styles?
Yeah, the styles. It's, okay, in Mali, we have a lot of different ethnic and different scale. The music from Mali is very diverse and very different scale and rhythm. And generally, people play the music for the from their own village. And yeah, but I started to play music, each kind of music when I was very young. Play on my guitar some rock music, some blues music, some with my friend. We sit and drink tea, and I play all night. Uh-huh. And I play. I'm go to the school to study some classical classical guitar too. And when I decide to, you know, I play a lot in the club. A lot of years, 15, 18 years in a club each night and play different music for people. The people ask and I try to play.
Oh, nice.
And it's why I know a lot of way, you know, the structure of different style of music, African and European music too. And when I start to make my own music okay, I decided to play the music of Mali roots, traditional music, but for each ethnic. And I sing in a different language of Mali, and I try to play the different style. Some music of the north of Mali, west, south, and central are very different, but I try to be close to them to bring people together, mm-hmm. around one point.
And unison and uniting together,
yeah,
to do that. And speaking of the blues, you mentioned Eric Bibb, who I know you did a project with him recently, from a blues artist from the United States.
Yes, Eric Bibb. We met each other for 12 years, and at the 12 years, and we decided to make an album together, and we tried 5 days in Brussels to rehearse. Things was good, uh-huh. And he jumped in Mali, Bamako, and we record in my home, but the electricity cut all time.
Oh no!
And we moved to the take a room in a hotel, and the sound engineer is here. It was this guy is from Canada, Daniel Boivin. He bring his mobile studio in the room of the hotel, and we record. In 7 days, we record the duo with Eric Bibb, and yeah, it was great time. And the album wasn't cheap. It was cheaper album because we don't put too much money to do it.
Okay.
And yeah, and we toured a lot and have a good success with. And he gave me this banjo is a present of Eric Bibb.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's why in my new album I put some on some song the sound of banjo.
Very lovely. Mm-hmm. Very lovely. And we'll have some pictures of it to post on our Facebook page here in a little bit. Habib Kwate joining us live from Studio A, and he formed his group Bamada.
Yeah.
Bamada. Back in 1988. Tell us what that translates to in English.
Say Bamada?
Yeah, what is that?
Bama is a crocodile.
Okay.
Yeah, da is a muff. It means muff of crocodile.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so, hey, you've got a crocodile band.
No. Okay, let me tell you more. The city of the capital of Mali is Bamako.
Yes.
Yeah. It means the river of crocodile.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Bamako is Bama is crocodile. Huh. Ko is a river, the river of crocodile, and we call our band the Mouth of Crocodile.
We
are a band who come from the capital, who come from our big city, it's our New York.
Well, gosh, thank you so much, and appreciate it. I was just teasing about the crocodile mm-hmm. band, but thank you for explaining it to us and sharing your stories and your history today, and mm-hmm. We're just so happy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the show is tonight at 8 o'clock over at the Lincoln Theater. Habib Kwate, what's this last one you're going to do?
L.A., like Los Angeles. Yeah, I celebrate Los Angeles because I love the city. And I love California, too, because the sun and the weather. Okay.
And it is off
no,
LA.
Not too much snow like
here. Right now, sorry about that. It's a little chilly. and the song that you're going to hear is off of his latest studio release, So, which will be available over at the show tonight. Thank you again. Thank you.
Los Angeles.
Jadra.
Ah
bon?
Ah
bon?
Mm-hmm. Would you be available to read this?
Yeah.
A live liner and just put your name in front of it and say you're listening to.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me see if we're rolling.
You're listening to 90.5 WCBE FM and HD.
HD.
HD Columbus and 1.0, no, 1.6 or hundreds.
106.
Ah, 106, okay. 106.3 FM. New Newark.
Newark.
And online at WCBA.org. Ooh la la. Okay.
Newark.
Okay.
106 and Newark.
Okay, 10, yeah, Newark.
Sure
Newark.
Start out with your name.
Yes.
This is Habib.
Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
This is Habib Kwate. You're listening to 90.5 WCBE FM and HD Columbus and 106.3 FM Newark and online at WCBE.org.